Now time for locker room chat with Morehead Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel after a pair of two-point losses. And coach, we'll start off with your game against Oskaloosa. This one was kind of back and forth in the first half. You guys jumped out to a 19-9 lead after the first quarter. They outscored you guys 16-8 in the second quarter, and then a heartbreaking way to lose at the very end with the buzzer beater. Your overall thoughts on this one?
Yeah, it's a game that we'd like to have back. We weren't tough enough physically, getting to the basket and finishing. So just poor shooting night. The key there for us that we got to get better at is free throws. We shot 35% from the free throw line, which that's not going to win you games, and especially when they're tight. So those are just things that, you know, we got to clean up. But I mean, they played well. Oskaloosa played really well, physical. And yeah, it's always a bummer to lose at the buzzer, like to be on the other side of it.
And coach, how difficult is it to defend a team like Oskaloosa that has so many different looks and so many different types of players that they like to play?
Yeah, they play real physical. They play real aggressive. And so you got to be able to fight through those screens. You got to be able to switch well and communicate on that. And so, it's tough. I mean, they got a lot of shooters. Van Houten kid's a good shooter, and he had a good night.
And then after that, you guys play Jackson Heights. That was on Tuesday, 48-46 on the wrong side once again is the final score there. Luke had himself a pretty solid game, though. He's leading guys in scoring in both of those nights. And your thoughts on the way he's played the past couple of games?
Yeah, Luke's doing a really good job. He gets to the basket well. He can shoot well. And just he's an overall good presence on the court. You know, we're telling him to even get more aggressive. There's even more opportunities to keep taking it and finishing at the rim. So, yeah, Luke's playing really well for us.
And at the end of this Jackson Heights game, you told me that you had two really good looks at the end of the game to tie it, but couldn't quite get those to go. How were those things unfold, and what would you maybe do differently if you had an option to?
Yeah, we had two chances to tie it up. The first one kind of got blown, kind of got killed kind of in the middle. They played pretty good defense. Second one, we set up a stack play off the sideline, and it kind of broke down. There were some looks there, but we didn't execute it very well. So I probably would have, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but maybe changed it a little bit. They're super aggressive up in the front. And so you got to be able to set some more picks to get away and get good looks. But, it was kind of, you know, the theme throughout the night is we had opportunities, but we just didn't convert very well on them.
And coach, now you take on a Pleasant Ridge team that's been on the wrong side of the scoreboard in all three of their contests so far. What are some things that you know about the Rams? They fight hard, but in the end, they've just kind of fallen short. Some things that you know about Pea Ridge.
Yeah, I mean, their record, I don't think, is any symbolic of their ability. They've got some good players, and they're playing really good basketball. I think they're very well coached. They're playing good aggressive defense. They're pushing the ball well. They've had a tough schedule so far, and then they've battled in all of their games. I've watched two of them on film at this point, and their record is not symbolic, so we got to be ready to play.
And coach, how important is it for you guys to finish on the correct side of the scoreboard going into this Christmas break here soon?
Oh, it's critical for us. We got to make sure that we pull out a win here. You know, going into Christmas break with a winning record is important, right, for morale and for practice. You know, just to get us back on the right track. I mean, 6 points, you know, we'd be 4-0. And so we're playing good teams, and we're playing well. We're just not finishing. So we need to make sure we finish a game, keep getting the experience, and start getting on the right side of it. And I think we will. I think we've got a lot of potential. It's just about putting the pieces together.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's to you as well.
Yeah. All right. You too, Jared. Thank you.
That was Morehead Mount Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel here on a Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Emberwell Health.